Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on Sunday, the 8th of July, 2012. Yes, I am late with the podcast again. It's becoming a very bad habit. Just busy, as usual, at People Building Towers. So it means that I am a few days late with your podcast. I'm really sorry about that. But I do have some very interesting stuff to share with you today. The reason being is because the article that I will be sharing with you isn't by me. In fact, the article that we have coming up today, which is called If You Don't Ask, Then You Don't Get, which of course can be found on the People Building website in the resources section under articles, also on YouTube. On our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see the video version of all of these articles. This particular one was not written by me. In fact, it was written by a young man called Lewis Aletta. And Lewis is someone who trained as an NLP practitioner with me months and months ago now, and he's someone that was exposed to NLP quite a long time ago. In fact, Lewis initially was looking at NLP with a chap called Andy Harrington, which is important actually when I come to read the article later on, because I think you might suss something out that I managed to suss out about his article too. And of course, my original NLP training when I became a practitioner was also with Andy Harrington. So in some ways, our paths crossed many years ago. And Lewis's mum was on the same NLP practitioner training as me. Now, as a result of Lewis's mum undertaking her practitioner, she went home with all of these fine tools in tow and managed to change the dynamics of how her family was working. And I don't think Lewis will mind me sharing this story with you when I say that Lewis was not the best behaved teenager in the world. He gave his mum, his teachers, and his entire school a pretty hard time, shall we say, and got himself into all sorts of trouble. And then he was set on the NLP path and actually has managed to turn his entire life around. Now, by the time he had decided to do his NLP practitioner training, the chap that he wanted to do it with, who his mum had trained with, which was Andy Harrington, was no longer offering the training. But I was. And as a student of Andy's, I was the person that he came along to meet. Now, not only did Lewis do his NLP practitioner training with me, he has since then gone on to become an NLP for kids practitioner. So he's now a massive part of the day-to-day team that I'm working with and is responsible for working with children and young people, which is his specialist area, of course. He's now really working with young people who are tearaways and scallywags, because he has great knowledge of that himself. And he's also working in schools already. He's been able to go out and devise several contracts and great workshops for schools, helping some of their pupils and also helping the teachers there. And something very new that's happening for him is he's actually been assisting me at the office too. So Lewis is becoming a part of the framework, if you like, of both NLP for kids and people building, and is quite often to be found in the office, either sorting out stuff with me and my side of things, or indeed running his own side of things with his NLP for kids practice. So when he contacted me on Friday last week and said, "I've written my first article," I read it. I think it's very good. And as such, I decided that I would share it with you. I don't very often use other people's work in the podcast. And obviously I have his permission to share it with you guys today. And the reason why I'm going to share it with you is A, because I think actually it's pretty good content. There's no rocket science behind it. I think it's probably all stuff that you would be familiar with already, but I like the way he's put the article together, and I think it's very readable, I think it's very understandable, and for those of you who are perhaps new to self-development or the world of NLP, I think it will give you a nice, simple and basic understanding of how your mind works. So when we've had the break, I will be coming back to this article. If you don't ask, then you don't get, and I shall be sharing it with you. But meanwhile, if you would like to find out more about Lewis and the work that he does with young people, then if you head on over to childtherapysouthlondon.com. NLP4kids.org. So that's www.childtherapysouthlondon.NLP4kids.org, and you'll be able to find out all about Lewis. You will, of course, find his details on the main NLP for Kids website. He has a profile page on there. But if you want to see his very own website, then childtherapysouthlondon.NLP4kids.org is the one to go to. Now, what would be really great is if you can support him and encourage him to write more articles, which is obviously really good for his own profile, then please head on over to the People Building website, go to the resources section, click on articles, go to If You Don't Ask, Then You Don't Get, which is the title of today's article, and just add a comment at the bottom congratulating Lewis on his first ever article and giving some feedback to him as well. What do you like about it? What are your opinions on it? What would make the article even better? In fact, as I say this to you now, I'm going to go there and I will go and add my very own opinions on his article, and I will just add that to the bottom, and then you'll be able to see the comments that I leave just there. But please do leave your own, because starting to write about the work that you do is, well, from a marketing perspective, a very important thing to do, because it does elevate your profile. But also from a kind of therapeutic perspective, starting to write about the knowledge you have actually helps to cement the knowledge, which is why I encourage all of the practitioners that I work with to go do it. So when you've learned something new, it's a great thing to share the knowledge, but also to cement the knowledge for yourself by going off and writing about it. So if you've recently done an NLP practitioner training or the like, then maybe think about starting to write some articles, particularly if you're going to be promoting yourself as a practitioner. Get your profile elevated, but share the new knowledge that you've got. People will be glad that you did. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. So here we have an article by Mr. Lewis Aletta. If you don't ask, then you don't get. I love the whole idea of the phrase, if you don't ask, then you don't get, as it literally is that simple. In my past experiences, there are times when things seem to click into place with very little or almost no effort on my behalf whatsoever. Until I understood how to harness manifestation and blind faith, not the biblical kind of faith, those occasions of smooth living were very rare. I'm sure you can agree, life can sometimes be a constant uphill struggle. The phrase 2 steps forward, 10 steps back sums this up perfectly. That's exactly how 90% of life seemed to be to me. Or so I thought until I met a man called Andy. Now, Andy was kind of a genie in that he would grant you your wishes. Not literally, I want a Ferrari. Poof, a little sprinkle of pixie dust, and before your eyes there would be a brand new, spanking, bright red Ferrari. He would give you almost magic tools to be able to make wishes come true. So he would teach you tools and techniques to make the money to be able to afford your Ferrari. If your wishes weren't material and something like, I wish I wasn't afraid of spiders, then he would be able to give you the tools to be rid of the phobia forever. One of his most common tools that he often shared with people was that to understand how to manifest the results you want. His belief was there was a kind of higher power at work, but not in the religious sense, more a kind of karma. He simply called this the universe. Now stay with me on this, I'm not the airy-fairy type. His theory was that if you ask the universe for what you want, then it shall provide. This is the first stage of this process. I call it the put it out there stage. I guess you would say you affirm it and put it out there. I personally dislike the word affirm or affirmation with a passion, as it's overused in an airy-fairy way. You're very lucky to get it out of me twice. Then stage two kicks in, and that's to be able to have blind faith, no matter what your thoughts on the matter may be. You just have to have faith and believe that it will come to you eventually. This itself takes time to learn. Repeat stages one and two a few times. Now here's the science behind what happens when you've done these stages. You have a part of your brain that's called the reticular activating system, or the RAS for short. Now your RAS acts like a radar to the best way to understand the RAS is like this. I'm sure most of you have gone and bought yourself a new car. If you drive it off the forecourt or from wherever you pick the car up from, you get in, inhale a breath of that fantastic new car smell and hit the road. Now as you're driving along, you start to notice other people driving the same car as you. The same make, the same model and even the same colour. You also notice that at the end of the road, someone else has exactly the same car. That's your RAS working perfectly. So what's just happened is that something of importance has been brought into your consciousness. You're fully aware of it. When this happens, your RAS does its radar job and unconsciously scans your surroundings and makes you aware or conscious of things that are similar and relevant. You may notice the car adverts of your car more. So if you can ask for what you want and not what you don't want, then your brain is wired up to make you win. You'll need to repeat stages one and two a few times, just to keep your RAS looking for the right things. Now remember, I mentioned the RAS will find similarities to what you want, not an exact copy. This leads us on to the third and final stage. Keep your eyes open. Do as it says on the tin. Your wish may present itself to you in a similar form, not exactly as you imagined. This is also very common, and most people miss the opportunity to grab the wish. So be prepared and don't let ignorance get in your way. So to sum that all up, 1. Make a wish and put it out there. Verbalize it and do that loudly. 2. Have blind faith and just believe. When you verbalize it, mean it, or at the very least, act as if you mean it. 3. Put it out there some more. And 4, keep your eyes open. It will show up when you least expect it, perhaps in a different way than you first thought. My final word of advice is be careful what you wish for. How to make your wish count will be a follow-on article on how to ask for what you want in the right way. And it's coming very soon to the People Building Podcast. So there we go. An article by Mr. Lewis Aletta. Please go visit his website, childtherapysouthlondon.nlpforkids.org. If you enjoy the People Building Podcast, you will simply love our Hypnosis MP3 audios to download from the People Building website. Our titles include Quit Smoking, Confidence, Health Improvement, Hypnosis Audios for Fears and Phobias, Addictions, Habits and Compulsions, Emotional Improvement, Personal Development, and Weight Loss. Each Hypnosis Audio contains a full hypnotic induction and deepener with background relaxation music as featured at the end of each of the People Building Podcast. Each hypnosis audio has been recorded by me in full hypnotic voice, and if we don't have the hypnotic audio that you require, then all you need to do is send an email to gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk to have one created to your requirements. Each hypnotic audio is in an MP3 format so that it can easily be downloaded to your MP3 player or downloaded and burnt onto CD disc. If you'd like to feature our hypnotic products and ebooks on your website, we'll pay you 65% commission for everything that you sell. Please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk and visit the hypnosis scripts and audios page.
Okie dokie, it is now coming up for that point in the show where you will only be able to listen if you are comfortably relaxed and not if you're currently driving or operating any machinery, or at any other point when you need to be awake and alert. But for everybody else now, please do feel free to get yourselves comfortably relaxed. And just as soon as you're ready, you can lay back and close your eyes. And just as soon as those eyes are comfortably closed, just allow that relaxing, comfortable music to begin soothing and releasing any tension in your body. Ready to sink down into drifting, dreaming, floating, gently falling into a calm and peaceful state. And I want you to imagine something that you most wish for right now. Something that you've set your heart upon. Something that you would love. Something you know that you deserve and desire. And when you see or sense the experience of that thing in your mind, let go of the feeling of wishing and instead begin increasing the sense of knowing. Of certainty. That it is on its way to you. That you are deserving. That you know it and you mean it.
and you believe it. And keep that sense of it being there for you, with you. And very soon, if not within the next few days or weeks or months, subtle messages, indications will start pointing you in the right direction. Leading you toward leading the thing you desire toward you. So be ready to have your eyes open. As I count back now, from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for those eyes to open and be ready to see. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and ready now for eyes open, bright and breezy and wide awake. So, I'm going to make a commitment to recording the next show on a Wednesday, just like I should do. And that means that the very next show will be on Wednesday, the very 1st of August, 2012. So I do hope you have a great month, and I look forward to speaking to you then, when I believe it might just be a little anniversary of the People Building Podcast. 5 years. We're coming up. Wow. How quickly has that gone? Speak to you in 1 month for a party. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.